They claim to know God. To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are corrupted and do not believe, nothing is pure. In fact, both their minds and consciences are corrupted. They claim to know God, but by their actions they deny him. They are detestable, disobedient, and unfit for doing anything good. Titus 1:15-16. This is a powerful passage containing examples of good and evil and the false claim of many that they know God. The pure. Firstly, to the pure, everything they look upon is pure. They see things with the love of God flowing through them. The pure think the best of others and the things in the world. They are forgiving and kind and seek to find that in others. The things of nature are appreciated as the beautiful handiwork of God that it is, and fully treasured and valued. They love others. Likewise, the doings of their fellow men are looked upon kindly. They assume that others like themselves are not out to harm but to help. In fact, they are often caught by surprise, if not shocked, when their neighbors are less kind than expected. Perhaps they were startled to be disappointed so severely in that person whom they truly loved with brotherly love. They are not foolish or naive, but rather they simply love so purely and completely that they see the best in all, even where it doesn't exist. They do not assume you are out to cheat them or do evil. You are trusted by them. They are the pure and expect the best in others, as they demand it in their own conduct. The evil. Yet our verses go on to say that the opposite is true of those who are corrupted by sin and who do not believe in God and his Son Jesus. Instead, they begin to embrace the things of the devil. To these sad individuals, nothing is pure at all. In fact, our verse says their minds are corrupted. What they see is always looked upon as the potential to be turned into a dirty joke. Life is doubted. Others are assumed to be out to get them. They will question your motives because they filter all of their experiences through the evil working of their own minds. To these people, nothing, absolutely nothing, is pure. They see everything through the eyes of the world, or worse, through the eyes of Satan. Look at Jesus. We are told in Hebrews 12:2, King James Version, to be, quote, looking unto Jesus, end quote. Moreover, we are to look upon things as Jesus did. While he was more aware of the sin of mankind than anyone else in the history of the universe and came to die for sinners, he lived for love. He saw the person as God wanted the individual to be, the potential of one with God. He saw the potential of one person with God. Did we get that? Jesus Christ saw the potential of one person with God heading to hell. He also saw that person heading to hell if united with the devil. The mind of a person following evil is evil. He becomes that which he follows and emulates. Actions that deny God. He becomes fully corrupted. Sadly, often people such as this will, if questioned, say that they know God. Perhaps they will tell you they attended church last time a friend married or for a holiday. They might even claim to know God, but their actions deny him. Perhaps they will subtly do only what they want to do and not go the extra mile if it is inconvenient to them. They might lie and claim it was only to spare feelings. Perhaps they will cheat and not face the truth in their indiscretions. They might not call it stealing, yet it is what it is when figures are altered on taxes or the clerk is not being made aware of the item they neglected to ring up. Going along with the ungodly crowd, perhaps you find yourself laughing at the steadfastness of true believers in Christ when they avoid the movie that goes against their convictions. Have you laughed right along with your co-workers when they used God's name in their swearing and in their jokes? The slippery bank. You totter on the slippery bank no more. The ledge has given way. You are sliding down faster and faster to the devil and his ways. Therefore, your actions fully deny God. Little by little, detestable and disobedient practices have turned you into a detestable and disobedient person, unfit for anything good. Our passage concludes with the fact that you are now rendered unfit, totally unfit, for doing anything good. What a hideous outcome and verdict. You are no longer fit to serve God. You are no longer a loving, serving child of God. Where are you? These verses should cause the heart of every reader to clench with the question of where you stand in this evaluation. Are you headed for heaven or hell? And are you going to ask God to help you turn to Him and to seek His forgiveness and help you to be pure and live for Him? The choice is yours.